Stephen up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, January 6th edition. Greatly appreciate Stacy coming on. Again, that phone number, 231-627-4300. John, I'm going to send you the screenshot to your phone. Give him a call. Go and mention, by the way, when you talk to Carlene, when you call in, answer the questions, mention that you heard it here on the show, and you'll get the Trucker Randy discount. Two visits for just $99. Give it a try. I'm telling you, it works. It's absolutely amazing. One of the things that I did recently, and she just described it, talked about it, was out shoveling snow. I have a snow thrower, but the reverse gear on it, there's two of them. One is like a creeper gear, and one moves at like 1 mile an hour. When it's in reverse, it's really slow. Well, going forward, there's five speeds, and of course, if it's nice, fluffy, good snow, and it throws well, I can put it in fifth gear, and we're good to go. I'm walking my normal pace and throwing it, you know, 20, 30 feet in the air. Well, the reverse, what I do sometimes, I'll just leave it in fifth gear and not engage the drive, and I'll just pull the snow thrower back myself. Or it slides off the driveway, goes off onto the shoulder in toward the ditch. I have to put it in reverse and pull on it as well to get it out of the ditch, off back on the driveway. Well, in doing so, I pinched a nerve in my upper shoulder, right shoulder neck area. It was between my neck and my shoulder blade. Pinched the nerve in there. I felt it pinch. I had that burning fire sensation. It's almost like you feel like you might have pulled a muscle, is the only way I can describe it. Well, the pinched nerve wouldn't release. I tried my massage guns. I tried everything on it. I even put intense relief rub from Patriot's Relief on it. Nothing would get that nerve to release. So, packed up all my MAGA water jugs, got up to Sheboygan, and saw Dr. Gary Willie first. If you're having a severe area where you feel maybe something's pinched or impinged or something's not right, see Dr. Gary. He is an all-hands chiropractor. He is phenomenal. Highly recommend him. Mechanical engineer before he went to Palmer College for chiropractic training. The guy is phenomenal. Absolutely highly recommend seeing Dr. Gary. Well, after he finally pushed and got that nerve to release, manipulating my spine and vertebrae and different things, then I went and had the laser light therapy with Stacy. Literally got up off the table, and it was like, ah, yes. I can put my shoulders back. I could put my jacket on without any, you know, struggling to get my arm in there. Absolutely highly recommend it. So again, text me laser and I'll send you the screenshot of their phone number, 231-627-4300, right there, 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan. Quote of the day yesterday: I sprained my eyes rolling them at this question. Of course, it's attributed to Jeff Timmer, campaign manager and chief operations officer for the Lincoln Project. when asked if he thought that Perry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, or Tudor Dixon would get into the Republican gubernatorial contest before the April 21st filing deadline. Well, I noticed Tudor Dixon on Newsmax this morning. Also, some other shows that she's still doing TV shows on. Well, it's very interesting how these people may be getting into the race and completely changing the dynamic of it. One of them is very interesting because the Pundit Monday questions all stemmed around this issue. The governor's campaign and what we're doing, what we're running for, looking at this year, 2026. Those who were around Michigan politics back in 2010, remember exactly 16 years ago, when then Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, the heir apparent to the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, pulled the plug on his campaign. That happened yesterday, January 5th of 2010. Well, the development drew attention to the importance of cash on hand going into an election year. Cherry, despite having run for the better part of 2009, spent all except for $118,000 of the $1.45 million he raised during the year. Cherry fell victim to a rough economy and a tough election cycle for Democrats. As a result, Rick Snyder and the Republicans were elected, taking back control of the House, taking the governor's office, as well as, and this is interesting, growing the majority that they had in the state Senate. I remember after that election that year, because that's the year I primary challenged Howard Walker for the state Senate, they went into such a huge tidal wave election victory that the Senate, 38 state senators, 26 of the 38 were Republicans. Today we're at 19 to 18, controlled by the Democrats by one seat. Well, back then, the Republicans had 26 Republican senators to just 12 Democrats. 14-seat majority. And that year, quote of the day, back in, I believe, early January of 2011, after the 2010 election, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richerveld made a joke that turned into quote of the day. In the Capitol building, they have the old Otis elevators. And you know, they show the capacity, weight limits, and the number of occupants in each elevator. Well, Randy Richerveld made the joke that since the Democrats only had 12 Democratic senators, that they could caucus in the elevator, giving up their caucus room. And basically ran roughshod over the Senate the 4 years that he was the Senate Majority Leader. Of course, that's when we, the Republican conservatives in the state, the Patriots, we put pressure and got them to put it on the ballot, the Union Democrats, and we passed Right to Work that year. Passed in both the House and passed on the Senate December 6th. Of 2012. Then a week later, December 13th, Rick Snyder signed it into law. Well, one of those people was State House Representative Tom Leonard. He had newly just got elected into the House. Later, he would be the Speaker of the House. But here's the discussion that they're having regarding 2026. Fast forward to two high-profile candidates that are facing similar dilemmas. We don't know for sure how much cash on hand Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is going to report at the end of this month. But in mid-October, he reported that he had $379,000 left over cash on hand after raising $1.1 million. Would it make sense for Gilchrist to try to run for Secretary of State amid an expanded field, or should he stay in the governor's race? On the Republican side, former House Speaker Tom Leonard is doing better, having about twice the cash on hand as Gilchrist, but he's running against three other candidates who have raised significantly more money. That, of course, being John James, Eric Nesbitt, and Mike Cox. The question is, especially if Perry Johnson, Kevin Rinke, or even Tudor Dixon get into the race, does that change the race for Tom Leonard? Honestly, Tom, I could totally support you if you wanted to run for Michigan Supreme Court. We don't have any candidates announced yet, and we're heading into the March 28th nominating endorsement convention down in Novi, Saturday, March 28th. You have to file a report here at the end of January, cash on hand. Well, I think you need to seriously consider dropping out of the governor's race and run for Michigan Supreme Court. That's my advice. Whether he does it or not, we shall see. But the first question that they put to the pundits, is it too late for Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to abandon his gubernatorial bid in favor of Secretary of State or possibly some other office? Well, again, quote of the day, Jeff Timmer said, noted the historical current Gilchrist is swimming into. Look at Michigan's history. Only one sitting lieutenant governor has ever been elected governor. That was John Swainson back in the 1960s. In the last 65 years, the only lieutenant governor to get close was Dick Possumus, who lost in the November election back in 2002. Gilchrist reportedly two ridiculously low fundraising hauls at the end of 2025, and no one expects that to change in the next report, Timmer said. He doesn't possess even a fraction of the funds necessary to compete in a statewide election. Cherry-esque departure may be forthcoming. We'll finish this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-7000. 1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just a couple of text messages here. Kristen Marcus over in Antrim County, former county commissioner, also candidate for state house. Randy, I totally agree with you on Tom Leonard running for Supreme Court. It's been frustrating that we haven't had anybody worthwhile to run for these very important positions. Well, number one, Tom would absolutely add a nominating endorsement with precinct delegates. Absolutely would be a winner. I don't even care who else runs, even previous candidates that ran. I think he would have a really good chance of winning the endorsement at the convention. That's number one. Number two, not really sure what the rules are, but the money he's raised for governor, well, I believe he could contact those donors and see if they would support that money supporting his run for Supreme Court. He would have a huge leg up over any other candidate that decided to get in. So appreciate that, Christian. I think it's a perfect fit. He ran for attorney general previously and was defeated by Dana Nessel. I think moving into the courtroom as a judge with his knowledge of legislation activities in Lansing, how laws are passed in the House, working with the Senate, working with the governor, absolutely would think it would be a great way for him to be on the bench from a legislative perspective, understanding the laws, how laws are made in the House, the Senate, signed into law by a governor. I think he'd be a good, very good arbiter for judging laws in the state of Michigan, whether they're constitutional or not. I think he would be a great addition to the Michigan Supreme Court, and I would actively work for that. So, Tom, if you're listening, Christian Marcus and I think you should drop out running for governor and run for Supreme Court. Now, it's interesting because there is a certain dynamic going on in the Democrat race for Secretary of State. And this is allegedly the other office that Garland Gilchrist would consider running for. However, given the huge head start from Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, as well as the close relationships that Byram, the other Democrat Adam Hollier, and Susanna Shirecki have already with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, it seems it would be very difficult for the field to be cleared for Garland Gilchrist to be the lone candidate for the Secretary of State position on the Democrat side. And honestly, I hope and pray that he drops out running for governor and that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, puts pressure on Byram, Hollier, and this other lady to drop out to clear the way for Gilchrist. Because it would be so easy for us to defeat him in November. Absolutely got all kinds of ammunition ready for him if he decides to run for Secretary of State. Now, the Republican pollster pundit that they had in this question came from John Truscott, CEO of Truscott Rossman in Lansing, talking about whether or not these other candidates might get into the race, Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, and Tudor Dixon. He says, well, the clock is ticking, but it's not too late. The biggest problem is you have to start making up grounds fundraising. However, these three candidates have an advantage. Perry Johnson could self-fund his campaign, as well as Kevin Rinke. Although Rinke doesn't have as much money as Johnson does, they both could self-fund. Tudor Dixon already ran in 2022. She was the Republican nominee and has huge name recognition. So the thing you have to understand is the process. How are they going to make up ground? How are they going to get in their signatures, which candidates are out there doing right now? Carla Wagner and her volunteers for Ask My Tax have now shifted to getting signatures for her governor's race, and the others are paying for them. So there's not a lot of petition circulators out there for these guys to hire. But we shall see. Honestly, I don't think Perry Johnson's going to get in. Mrs. Johnson, she's not into politics. She didn't like it last time. I don't think she's ready to go for another round. Perry's got a huge ego, like his checkbook. So we shall see. Kevin Rinke, I think, definitely is going to run. And if he gets in, I think Tudor Dixon stays out. That's my prediction. But Tom Leonard needs to run for Supreme Court. Last line regarding the Democrats. Truscott also mentioned that Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist has a bigger problem, is that the lack of support and excitement for his relatively quiet governor's campaign. Switching to a different office assumes a candidate already has support within the party to do so. Frankly, I don't know if that exists at this point. Those within the party have no wonder if he can win a general election. The very strange and awkward video of him dancing with Jasmine Crockett probably didn't help portray him as being a strong statewide general election candidate. Very, very interesting. Well, the Republican Megan Reckling, chief executive officer for Victory Field Operations, said, no, it's not too late for Gilchrist at all. She definitely wants him to get into the race. So, very interesting. We've got more questions from the pundits. But we're going to get to those after the interview half-hour segment.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all